Deuteronomy, or the Lord binding the Deuteronomy, the first two books. That's to give me some nether, maybe. If the thief is a stalker, Hashem had died for the thief as a member. But if he dies, then the ocean won't be obligated to give, because nothing will be accomplished by giving. Or should we say no? The thief is a stalker means that it's legally binding a social mishpah. That's exactly what my place is that we're showing, and my place is that we're not a maybe related, I don't think it's necessarily covered that step.
No,
in the Kalak in either direction.
No, if you hold that it's something on a tool, right? So then if there would be a...
the cycle of the Amidorm has an essay to show how it may be related, but I don't think it's called an Amidorm. It's interesting, Mar has a comment on the deal that Yankel Avinu made with Lavan at that time. Yankel wants to go back home. He already got his wife Leah, he got his wife Rachel. So you know, he had all these kids. He wants to go back home. So Lavan insists, no. We know what tells the family in Achmed Hashti by Vahemi Hashem Dibur Alecho, right before Hamishi. And then he says, not with Koch Alai Yatena. He says, I want you to stay on work for me a few more years. So he agrees to work for him. So how does he make the agreement? And Tatali, I thought, was Ashubara Tenka Eshna, ever, because Tenka Yayim, and so on. Then he says, I'll agree to work for you. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and that Tzadik Dalet, I think, says that we have in Mishpatei HaTnayim, whenever you make a Maisa HaTnayim, make a Get HaTnayim, Kedushin HaTnayim, make a Maisa Kinyan on Tatlin, on Karka, any Kinyan HaTnayim, so the Tanai has to be formulated properly, it has to be worded with the correct Nusach. So you have to have, one of the problems you have to have, Tanai, Tatum Lamai. The remark is over here that Yankel Avinu first formulated the Tanai, and then he formulated the Maisa. If he would have done it in the reverse order, then the Tanai would have been bustled on the Maisa Kaya. And the Tanai would not have been binding. No, he was already married to Rachel and Leah. Then he already had completed all the 14 years. Sheva Shalom Acheres, and after 14 years he wants to go back home. Lovin says he has a big bracha because in the schools of Yankee. You know, he's taking the Kamachachim bracha, he's going that way. In the schools of Yankee, he has a bracha. He says, okay, I'll only agree on the following conditions. At first he says it's Tanai, and then he says, I will work for you. And if not, then I will not work for you. So the Gemara says that that's a Tanai, Totem Lamaisa. So he said first the Tanai, and then he said the Maisa. The Rizam Achleki is the Rambam and the Raisa, what that means, Tanai, Totem Lamaisa. The Rambam says you have to say the Tanai before you do the Maisa. You have to pronounce and declare the Tanai before you give the Get, before you give him the ring, the Kesef Kiddush. Before you make the Maisa Kiddush. If you first make the Kiddush and then you make the Tanai, then it's no good. But if you say the Tanai before you do the Maisa Kiddush and before you do the Maisa Mitzvah Get, then the Rambam seems to all that it doesn't matter which one you mention first, but he mentioned the Tanai first, he mentioned the Maisa first. Tanai kind of Maisa doesn't mean the Amiris of Tanai should precede the Amiris of Maisa. The Amiris of Hatolah of Tanai should precede the Asiyas of Maisa. If he's already done the Maisa, then the Tanai will not take an effect on that, will not have an effect on that Maisa retroactively to convert it into a Maisa ala Tanai. And the writer is Masik on the Rambam says that he's wrong. That it doesn't mean that at all. It means Tanai, Amiris of Tanai should precede Amiris of Maisa. That's going to mean Tanai Tzodim HaMaisa. Amiris HaTanai before Amiris HaMaisa. That's the way the Imam Bavi Tzir learns that from each position. Here it sounds very much like the Raisin. All of the Gemara sound like the Raisin. You need Amiris HaTanai before Amiris HaMaisa. Not just Amiris HaTanai before Asiyas HaMaisa. You need before Amiris HaMaisa. Those are Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raisin, that the Tanai Tzodim HaMaisa and all the Mishpat HaTanai are only applicable in the area of Yisra the Hesed, by Gittin, by Kiddushin, and the like, so it even applies in Dinim Omnis. So the Rambam says that there is such an opinion in Gaonim, which has absolutely no leg to stand on, then in Dinim Omnis, there's no requirement for any of the Bish Teatron. And the Rambam says not so bad, Afo Bishayin Rai, the Rambam writes, Ain't the Rai. Absolutely no Rai whatsoever to say such a wild, crazy thing. And they write a right up each and write a dove is echel a dove, not so bad. And he sort of defends the position of those zone and we say that mishpate atanayim are not really needed in the area of bringing money. It's in the Rambam and Hilchos Siyam upon a perek gimel halacha chet. The rabbi hoyu they start with for hatanayim lahadim hum the law of the good position bovad. And not in Didi Mamlis, because Gaim Udav is a Raya. There's no Raya, and he implies that it's wrong. But the Raya, his master over there, a big Raya, after he shen Raya Udav, is Echel Udav, is Tam Gadli Yesh Udav, and he gives the whole B.O. Why? The B.O. sounds like he says, that when it comes to Didi Mamlis, I'm the Balabas to do whatever I want. I can make any crazy condition I want. So whenever I make a Kenyan or any his Chayvus in Didi Mamlis, and I'm not any Tanai, the Tanai is binding the Dintor. But if it doesn't snow, if I say, I'll give you a seisha today on the condition that it snows tomorrow. And I don't say the Tanai Kofel, and if it doesn't snow tomorrow, then I don't want the seisha to belong to it. I didn't make a Tanai Kofel. I didn't say both done. So the Shita of many golden there, that there's no need for Kofel when it comes to Dini Mamanis. Why? So the Rabbi says, because the seisha is my seisha. I have a right to tack on any Tanai I want. And whenever the Tanai is not fulfilled, so the Kinyan is not come. He didn't tell. And Gitni Kedushin, that's in the area of the Hefer, so that's not called Tanoi. You have no right to have such a kooky dog. Either you want to marry the girl, you don't want to marry the girl. You want to marry the girl on the condition that it knows, then it has to correspond and it has to conform to the rules and regulations of Tanoi. But when it comes to Gini Momentus, I'm the Balabos, and I can make any ridiculous condition I can do, but there is Tanoi. Aye, but the whole source of Mishpatei Tanoi is Tanoi B'nei Goy B'nei Ruvein. So wasn't that just plain old Didi Mamanis? The Rabbi says no. Then Chalukah Torah, the Rabbi gives a whole answer which sounds like the following, that's the Rabbi Salvation from Shatna Rabbi. The Chalukah Torah was not merely an issue of Chalukah Didi Mamanis, it was an aspect of Ishtar the Heaven. So here the Shaila is the Gemara Bab Mitzvah Tzadik Dalla learns out from Ishtar the Heaven that you need tonight to the Maestro. This is just plain Didi Mamanis, this doesn't Ishtar the Heaven. And made a deal with his miserable uncle Lavan about how much he's going to pay him as a salary. They made a Tanai Kodim Lamaisa. He's just playing Didi Mamanis. They seem a fool in this parasha, but you do need Mishpatei Atanayim, even in just playing old Didi Mamanis. Not only need to the Hefer. But the right of the Rambam Lachon. Right of the Rambam. Against the Rabbos of Shalom, against the right. The right of defends the Rabbos of Shalom. But there is a Mokam Lachalik to say that only in Yisrael has to be required Mishpatei Atanayim. And indeed a moment if you don't, because every Tanai is binding the Din Torah. But it's against this part.
Why would you do it? If I sell someone whatever, an object, and then I have my time the wrong way, so I said that if I have a kindness, there's nothing to bother with the Din Torah anyway. So yeah.
So the writer is mad, so the writer explains in Tarim and Sfei Matan, but indeed it means that this thing belongs to me, so I do it so. No, he's going to get so paid away, and it's up to me to decide whether I want to give it away as a gift or as a method or not. So I can make any cookie conditions in my das, and it will be in the din das. If the cookie conditions are met, then there was das kinyan. If the cookie conditions are not met, then there's no das kinyan. Gift and kedushin, which is Mary, you're going to have to have no right to have wacky das. So it only allows you to have das if it's something reasonable. So look, do you love the girl or do you not love the girl? You say, I want to marry the girl on the condition that the girl's father gives me $1 million in the bank. Either you want to marry her, you don't want to marry her. The money is irrelevant. Okay, you say, I want to marry the girl on the condition that it snows tomorrow. What does snowing got to do with marrying a girl? That's unheard of. But if you want to make such a condition, it has to be in the din tonight. Any crazy tonight, what? It can be in the din tonight, but it can't be in the din toys. You can't say, he only has that if the girl's father gives him $1 million in the bank within a week. It doesn't give him the money. If it doesn't snow tomorrow, then he never had that condition. No, that's not a normal that condition. In Mamanis, you don't have to be normal. In Mamanis, it's your money. You have a right to borrow about it and whatever you want. But in need to the head, it has to be reasonable. So if I'm going out with a girl for 25 years, and I finally propose, and she finally agrees, and then I finally marry the girl, and then it turns out to be the wrong girl, I never saw the girl before. I wanted to marry a girl, but it turned out that it was right. So that's her. Because that's the reasonable thing. I'm going out with a girl for so long, and I know who she is, and I don't know who the other one is. So that's the Kiddush of Torah. The Torah is involved in Kiddush. That's reasonable. a toy that's unreasonable, but then the Rishon says that can't work with the toy, so he should have had it. In the moment, there's nothing that's unreasonable. I'm a sugar on today, so he wants to do whatever he wants. He's the balabos of his money. He has the right to do whatever he wants. When it comes to the Hefer, Mishkin Balabos, he's the Balabos to decide whether or not he wants to get married or divorced. But once he's already made up his mind that he wants to marry, wants to divorce, he's Mishkin Balabos to make crazy conditions. If he wants to be Matal Tanai, then I have to work with him tonight. If he can't work with him tonight, it's just the right of his mind. Right? Married her later. And found out that it was the wrong girl. So he married her. Made a new kiddushin. Made another kiddushin. And a choice, no. If he attracted you to do my kiddushin later on, just in Shabbat alone is not sufficient. Mishnah says kiddushin. Afa tishama hakach, believe her heart is tade, it's still not good. I'm going to make a new kiddushin later on. And Yankee Rabbeinu came to Arka B'nai Kedem. He asked the people how he died to his love on Ben Nofa. Not love on Ben Nofa, it's love on Ben Yisrael Ben Nofa. So the Achronim say, if you teach me that B'nai Kedem Harem Kibon, that you call the person love on Ben Nofa. The Gemara has a pasuk from the end of the study. The Gemara is in Paris, Habuah Yudin. The Gemara has B'nai Barim HaGavarim is Nagel Alocha. I say, for the purpose of Pirib Riv, you may have to have a son and a daughter. That's how we pass from like the Tzilu. A Beit Abbas. So what if he had a son and a daughter who themselves had children and then his own children died? But he has B'nai Barim left over to him. Not the B'nai Barim HaGavarim that you get to the midst of Pirib Riv. The Gemara asks, and how do you know this principle of B'nai Barim HaGavarim from the Chumash? The Gemara learns it out from the pasuk. Abonim benosa da habonim bonai. At the end of the segment, Logan chases after Yaakov and screams at him, why did you, I think of a Slavovi, why did you steal your way out? Why did you hide when you were running away? Why don't you say goodbye and make a big party on the occasion? Screams at him and says, habonim benosa da habonim bonai. What do you mean habonim bonai? What's bonim bonai? He didn't take any responsibility. Gracious. So the Gemara says in the Yavamas, you see from this passage, then B'nai Barim HaRein Kibon. With respect to what he said, B'nai Barim HaRein Kibon, there was a deal in Poskim, the Chivas HaRosh, that we did Azad quote all over. There are other Sfarim quote as well on each other. So the Chivas HaRosh has a machloikis, what about by get? If you wrote by get, Plony Ben Plony, and by either the neighbor of the Sheikh, it turned out that the Ben Plony was the grandfather, wasn't the father. So the Shulchan Aruch says that there are those who hold that it's kosher, but he says you can't understand why. How can it be kosher? There are plenty of unplenty. Obviously, you're referring to the father. It's not Mashima Shmoy Shmoy. The Shima Hashem and the Get. That's no good. He thinks that that's no good. Not the Get, not the Tzur. Shima Hashem passes the Get, Minadim. But when do you apply the Rebbeinu Harim Kibbutz? So they quote you Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. The quote is, I think it's a Shulchan Aruch and a Pitzke Marie. Who comments on this part, how he died from his love of Ben Nocha. The Bishuel was a Russia, and Nocha wasn't so bad. So he called him love and Ben Nocha to beef up the Yichas a little bit, and it should be so embarrassing for Loma. So that's what we do when you give a person an Aliyah. Like, so the person saying he's really Avram Ben Yehuda. But his father, Yehuda, is not Russia, Marusha. He's sitting in prison for embezzling money from the government or for nursing home scandals or something. So it's a little embarrassing to call him, say, Avram ben Yehuda. So you should call him Avram ben his grandfather's name. So Kriyas HaTorah purpose is Shulchan Aruch quotes like that. You call a person Plony ben and say the grandfather's name like he says Lavan ben Noach, rather than call him by the father's name, and it should be embarrassing to him. But to Ksiva and a star, that's not. To write the name like that and a get or a Ksiva, so the Rosh holds that even to the Yevid it was possible, that it does constitute a Shinyash. I just say not. It could be in an Achrenu, but it was possible to be added by a gift. The Pesach says that when Yankel Avinu finally married one of his daughters, so they made a big party. Vayas Mishter. So some Rishonim say that from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu writes this in the Chumash, it's an indication that there's a mitzvah to make a Mishter when you have a Chasana, that it's a Sudas mitzvah on a level of their right. Others all know that the whole Simchas Kosher is only the Rabbanan. If the whole Chiyus Simchas Kosher is only the Rabbanan, the whole Tzudah can only be the Rabbanan. If the Chiyus Simchas Kosher is the right, so then you have what to discuss, whether the Tzudah is within the right of the Rabbanan. So that's the Machlokes we learned last year, and we learned Tzudah. The first time is Tzudah. In the beginning, the Rosh said, in the name of Tzudah, Rosh Hayim, Simchas Kosher is only a Takon of the Rabbanan, it's not a Chiyus the right. And then he goes to Rabbeinu Meir, who holds that stuff. Yom Chasinot, Yom Simchas Liga, so see that that the Chiyuv Simchas Chasen is the right. If you hold the Chiyuv Simchas Chasen is the right, then it's what to discuss. So maybe the Tzudah should constitute a Tzudah Shmitz from Medina. But Maram Shik has a Tshuva Lalacha, whether you're Yosef to make a Chasen Tzudah that should be Milchik. Does it didn't require that it has to be Dapsik Leishik? But then Simchal of the Bokta, should you say no, that you're leaving Yosef if you have a Milchik Tzudah? And on the assumption that you get the only if it's flesh, you the third of my flesh, I'm going to a wedding tonight, that's the chazal of doing. Are you yet only if it's chicken? I think kosher chicken is good. Are you yet only if it's basa, besar behemah? Or are you even yet if it's chicken? Maybe ain't Simchal of the basa means that to besar behemah. Maybe besar rice is not called basa when it gets to the region. The nafkimina ladina. Chapta nafkimina for a few thousand dollars. So there's going to be meat, there's going to be chicken. Nafkimina. Or it's going to be milk. There's an afternoon of the dinner for a fortune of money. In the little Sefer Tzitzkei Tshuva, it was written before the war, the author quotes from the funny one. Right? He quotes from the Gerer Rebbe. Quotes from the Gerer Rebbe from before the war, that you should be machmir to have dafke b'sar behema, I too expensive. So he says you should have a million people, 10 people by the wedding should eat b'sar behema, and you should give chicken to them. You should be machmir to have 10 people eat b'sar behema. The same shayla as you have on Yom Tov. Machmir to see Yeredeya, daf Aleph. But on Yom Tov, you have to see how Yom Tov dafke with b'sar behema, and you even have to with the sorrow. Yeredeya, yes. There's a din in our daf aleph. The first thing you know, there's a din. It says in Chumash that an ovel should not be allowed to shech. Neither did an ovel may shech. He gets the shiva already. An ovel may shech. They were afraid that because he's so aggravated and he's not thinking straight, and maybe his reflexes, and maybe he won't be able to do a good job of shechting the thing. So we're machmir l'chatchila not to let him shech. But what happens if it's Yom Tov, the Shabbos, and you have to have place for Yom Tov of the Shabbos? He's the only one knows how to shech. And it says, look, the late prayer is so we violate this minhag, and we insist that the Yavel should chef. The question is, what if the Yom Tov is coming? They have a shochet who knows how to chef chicken, but he doesn't know how to chef behemoth. And the one who's an Avedis is the only one who knows how to chef behemoth. So we are permitted to have him violate the minhag that another doesn't chef, in order that he should chef behemoth for Yom Tov. But he says, absolutely unnecessary. Everybody can pull through with chicken. That's a machlokes, the Yad Avraham and the Yad Ephraim, or somebody, two of the little Moshe Kedem and the tiny letters in the first page of Yeredeya, are you yet to Simchas Yom Tov? If you only have chicken, you have to have that to meat. On Shabbos, it's not the Simcha. On Shabbos, I'm not the Yavainim. So you certainly yet to the chicken. And if somebody doesn't enjoy chicken, so you yet to the Moshe Kedem on Shabbos. There's no Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, there's no Shabbos. Maybe on Yom Tov, there's that maybe even if you don't enjoy the meat, maybe you're not yet to Simchas Yom Tov, unless you have flesh. That's the same. What if someone is a vegetarian? So Pesach night, hot and Ishkin Brewery. You can't eat imitation called Pesach. Has to eat flesh to call Pesach. From a lamb. Has to eat a lamb or a goat, whatever. Either a gedi or a seizen. Either seizen or sex dog. Has to eat a lamb. But if it's not Pesach night, well, it's a different yantus. So you say that the Simchas yantus ain't Simchas of the Vasim, because normal people enjoy it. But if you don't enjoy it, like, then it's judged subjectively. If you don't enjoy it, so it's not a key in Simchas Yom Tov. They say no. But there is an objective standard for Simchas Yom Tov, so we declare that you do enjoy the flesh. And if you don't enjoy it, you got to eat that flesh whether you like it or not. If you're going to get sick from eating the flesh, it's a different thing. You're not mechuyav. You're going to get sick. You're not mechuyav to do all kinds of things. You're not mechuyav to eat matzah either. You're going to get sick from eating matzah. You're not mechuyav to drink other kosher. You're going to get sick. But you're not going to get sick. You just don't enjoy it so much. You would prefer to have them with you. So that's a big challenge. Oynik Shabbos is clearly judged subjectively. What about Simchas Yom Tov? Is that judged objectively or subjectively?
The opposite. So a lot of young boys would like to walk around and fish above
in sneakers.
They walk around
all
year in sneakers. So
they enjoy it better.
They enjoy it better. It's still, they still eat both their possessions.
Yeah, you're not going to say that we insist that he has to wear shoes in order to suffer. You don't say like that. You're not pleased to suffer. It's an issue to wear leather shoes. He's not wearing leather shoes. He's not violating the issue. He's not keen on it. Gemara has a din of Eli Adam Simpa the Simpa. The Babli has different materials. The face is in my cut in the first chair. Goes to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi learns it out in his cut. And Yankee says he wants to marry Rachel. The Lovin says, Mali Shibu Azos, Minitin Lacho, Gam, Master Zos. Wait till the end of the week. You should be to marry Mishtav later, and then we'll give you the other wife, Rachel. We'll have both wives. So why does he have to have 7 days for this wife, 7 days for that wife? So the Rambam quotes that Yerushalmi, Rambam has a teacher, quotes that Yerushalmi in white cotton, that this is the marker for the din of Amy Adamson for this one. It's a big discussion how far it goes, like the Tayshah says to Shalom, what if you have a pigeon at Ben, Achalamayt? It's for that reason that you're not allowed to get married, Achalamayt. Not allowed to get married, Achalamayt is Elisha Deraisi. Not allowed to get married on Shabbos, only Elisha Derabbanan, Yerushalmi and Yisro. But you're not permitted to get married on Yom Tov, on Chalamay, that's the Nisha Derayt of Amy Abinson for the Sin. Shabbos is not here. It can't be a Nisha Derayt. Yeah, the Gemara says, the Nisha Derayt is get married on Chalamay.
You're not supposed to marry two people at once, or if you do, you have to make that with several of them. For one and then, so...
If you do, you have to have separate weeks for Ramadan.
But Ramadan shouldn't even do that.
That's the question. The Rambam writes, Yesh lo adam yeshus leads to kamanash and yeh mecha. He's permitted to marry many women. Right. That's the shayla. Why doesn't the Rambam hold that it's a leader to marry your second wife in the middle of Yeshus Nehemish to the first wife? And to marry the first wife, there's already hold in the middle of Yeshus Nehemish. Shouldn't it be a leader of Amy Adam Simcha B'Simcha? Finally, the Rambam has a different shot than Amy Adam Simcha B'Simcha. You can't be yoytzer with the same zman that it should be mitzurah for this simcha and for that simcha. The zman of Yom Tov, I should say that this is the yom of Yom Tov for the simcha of Yom Tov, and it's also the yom for the shivus me'amishta, that's the problem. But let's say one of the two simchas would be one that doesn't have anything to do with a yom. Let's say Tosfos raises the shayla like cotton talk on the first parak. What about making a party for a tikkun aden on Chalom Moed? Is there an issue of any yom simcha the simcha? Tosfos circles back and forth. They say zman of kavua. You have no break. You have to make the pinyin aben on the yom yam and aleph. You can make the party halamah. According to the Rambam, there probably wouldn't be any problem in the chalam because by pinyin aben, it's not that the whole day is a yom simcha, that you're trying to kill two birds with one stone. You're trying to be yoytzer two simchas with one zman. That these 7 days can't be oiler for Rachel and for Leah. This day can't be oiler for Yom Tov and for Shivus Me'amishtad Rachel. That's not the according to the Rambam, would appear that that's the whole day of the yom simcha simcha. But there is no prohibition against doing a mighty simcha in the middle of his mind that's miyuchat to simcha. But according to the Rambam, I should say the same. It shouldn't be any use to get married on Chol HaMoed or to get married on Yom Tov. It should be mutter to get married on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed. The only thing is, that he should spend 7 full days with the wife. He doesn't say that. And the Gemara would appear that it's a mitzvah derisa to get married on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed. All the marshal, let's say you get married on Erev Yom Tov. You get married or a few days before Yom Tov. So Yom Tov counts as one of those shivus in our mishnah. According to the Rambam, you should say that it shouldn't count, even for the other it shouldn't count. There should be nothing wrong with getting married on Yom Tov, or Yom Tov, 6 days before Yom Tov, whatever, provided that you'll spend 7 full days celebrating with your wife, and separate days celebrating Yom Tov. It is not so though. It is not so. So the Achronim is on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you have the whole Klalus have separate days, so why is not the Isha Berev or Regel, there's nothing wrong, it's Mutter, and the Yom of the Regel is always 1 of the 7 days. Why not say that? That's a violation of the Amy Adamson for the Simcha. He also has no problem marrying the second wife. Yeshlo, means the Kamenosh of Yemecho, it is not a problem of Amy Adamson for the Simcha. Vav, she needs Nahum Kalacha, Simcha Ruhalo, to spend the proper amount of time with this one, with that one, with the other one. It's just the aim of Simcha B'Simcha, it's a din not to use the same zman to be able to different in Yonah Simcha. Why doesn't he allow you to get married on Yom Tov? Get married on Yom Tov and celebrate it for you? Except for 7 days, yes, dear.
Isn't it like
Does it apply to a second wife that Achrayim discussed it? They say, yes, the original story was by the second wife. The original story by Yankovina was the second wife. Does it apply to Masa Gushasa? think it also does apply. The only place where it's nafsi b'shoshen was excluded is by the tour from the yomim. Kika chishisha chadasha, by yesterday by tova. So the imam says, chadasha means a wife that he wasn't married to before. But he was married before, so then there's no tour from the yomim. But I think by all the other cases, I think even if he's nafsi b'shoshen, I think it is still the same time. So look at the gemara. Risha Shniya, the Achronim say for sure it applies. What is it,
Mark?
Oh, it is Mutta. Mark Rishos is Mutta on Chalamar. So it's not enough simcha to be called a violation of the Emiyam. But Ishta Shniya is a Hefer. That's what Achronim say. Ishta Shniya is a Hefer, that's the Yisra. Ishta Shniya is an Yisra. That you see from the Pasuk, from Yankel Avinu. He's marrying the second wife, and he couldn't marry her within the first week of the first time.
So the Rambam says
that. Rambam, yeah, that's why it is. The point of the Rambam that the Ger Vadin is not to use the same man for the Yoyle, Lakan, or Lakan. So what do you do if it's not that you should be Erev Yantuf? Why shouldn't it be mutter to marry on Yantuf? Well, Vachi is not 7 days separate from the Yantuf. So why is there an issue to get married on Yantuf? You see that there's an issue to do on Maisha Simcha, and there's a man that your bank over calling the state of Simcha for another person. So how does he allow you to be nice in Kama Nash and B.M. Echon? Everybody should get together to lean the table. This apparently getting married is not, does not enhance the young. It's unrelated. What do you do with all the people that we don't fight about getting married on young people? We don't all fight about the same girl, everyone wants to marry the one girl on young people. It's unrelated to the young. Yaakov Avinu has prided himself to his wives about the way he took so such good care of their father's flock. And he says, I'll tell you guys into the whole Kirti Abarati of Sabichan. You know that I work the whole Kirti. So the Rambam quotes these in. In Hilchot Kriyas, by the Dinam of Kriyas Perlim. So he says, a Perl is included Lavid B'chol Kirchot. He said, you shouldn't think that I'm so talented and so gifted and they're paying me so little, even if I'll just do work half the time, I'll already be Kula Reva for these people. They never had such a good worker like I am. All the people who worked in this office before me were so incompetent and unaccomplished, and they couldn't get anything done. And whatever I'm going to do for them is going to be Kula Reva. I don't have to work to my maximum. But the Rambam says that's not the thing. You're not supposed to compare yourself to other workers that cheat. You're not supposed to compare yourself to the previous workers that they had. If you are engaged to work from 9 to 5, you have to put in the full amount of time from 9 to 5. As we learn out from Yankov HaTzadik. Yankov HaTzadik says, I tell you Yankov, give the whole Kirti about it to Yisavit. He was a Torah when he put in a full day's work. A common thing today that all the workers are grouping off on their job. And all the fields, it's terrible. I've been from Zayla, because it's a showing stress, is what's the difference whether you gazel the other person's money, or you gazel his money. I promise that all this time is going to be engaged in work for you from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. So I'm stealing yours, mom, by not doing the work for you. Unless it's understood that the Dominican Dina is that you take the coffee break and you take all of the Easter breaks. But it's not always understood that you sit and you talk and say, you walk into the offices in any given institution, especially in charitable institutions. And you see all the secretaries talking on the telephone, they're not taking care of the people that they're supposed to take care of. And then they have to get time and a half overtime for doing the work that they could have done during the whole week. Why should they get paid time and a half? And it's because they're so incompetent that all the organizations have to hire so many secretaries to do the job. But one secretary could have done all the work, but now no one does the job. So you can't say that that's understood. Meaning, I mean, is that you do such a lousy job. not from.
The federal government.
Because there's no balabos, because Regan is not walking around with a stick and saying, I'm going to fire you unless you do the work. There's no one watching. But it's not right that we should, if we are workers, that we should realize that's not right, it's not law. A person has to work, and if a person is an avodas hakodesh, person is a rabbi in yeshiva, a rabbi in a shir, so there's more of an obligation to work. It is an added curse for the one oroyt emolachas Hashem emir, because he says the one who doesn't do avodas Hashem with all of his heart and with all of his koiches is over an added. But Moshe Feinstein has in his tshuva sometimes Malamdim and Yeshivas, I'm very ahead to them, so I don't have to come on time, I don't have to teach every day, I can actually take off whenever I want, because they're underpaying me anyway. And I'm so talented and I'm such a good Rebbe, the other Rebbe can't compare to me, so I can take off whenever I want. And my students know more than all the other students in the school put together, and they don't pay me the salary that all the other Rebbe get put together. But Moshe says, you're not allowed to make such a chesed. If you agreed in September to work from September to June for $20 a year, they have to put in from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. You promise that that's what you're going to do. You agree to that salary. You have no right to check my line. That's a different story. I should ask about that too. It's a different truth. It's the next truth. But the first truth is that the poilim are not allowed to check and make the whole calculation that my work is so valuable and they're underpaying me. Therefore, I don't have to work the whole person. If you agree to do the job, you have to give the whole person. I'll stop there to quit. If you feel like they're not treating you nicely, so quit and go get a job somewhere else. You can't find another job somewhere else, so you're stuck here. So stay here and do your job. Do your job every day. People don't even ask Travis anymore about these things. People work in any, not only for the government, anyone works in an office. Do a very poor job still. Not right at all. Later, when Yanko Avinu was timing his way out with Lavan, he tells him, I was such a good worker. Why do you think that I would steal anything from you? He looks up at his trophon. He says, He says, Treifa Lohe Beiti Alecha. So the Mepharsh Machumash is, what's the chiddush of Treifa Lohe Beiti Alecha? Was he a Shem Achinam or was he a Shem Metoch? He was a Shem Metoch, he got paid. I got paid very little, but he agreed. For 7 years he had to work for one wife. Maybe it's a lot, maybe it's a little, whatever, but he agreed to that deal. He worked for 7 years together. I said, Shem Metoch, you might as well see, had he been a Shem Metoch and not been a Shem Achinam, so he's getting paid. And then the last couple of years, for sure, he was getting paid. That we couldn't the wood, didn't get anything. So the dinner that Hashem has offered is highly great with the Avedis. What if an animal comes, Kreifa means the animal was ripped apart by another wild animal. But what if the animal is ripped apart by a wild animal? So he's more so involved with the Hashem has offered is highly on that. So it's like an Eva Avedis. So what is he bringing Kreifa Lehi Vesey Alech? Kumta Yashikayach, of course you have to pay for the Kreifa. Hashem has offered is highly on if the animal gets ripped off. So then the Farshim on the phone is say, Farshim Pshat.
Some say that the
Gemara has different kinds of traces. It depends who came to rip up the animal. If a little animal came to rip up the animal, so then it's the responsibility of the Shema to shoo away the animal, or to shoot the animal. Whether it's a lion, or a bear, or a tiger, or an elephant came, so then it's not the responsibility of the Shema to go chase away the lion or the tiger. It's the responsibility of the Shema to run home and lock his door and make sure that he doesn't get killed. And then if the animal gets killed, it's not called the Gneva Aveda. You know what it says? It depends. You know what it says? It depends. Whether Hoyal Alekadim Beroim Amatlis, or Lo Hoyal Alekadim Beroim Amatlis. Did he have the ability to get other shepherds, other Royim, with other sticks? Did he have the ability to call out Tola and to take away the elephant or the lion or the tiger? Did he not have the ability? So if he did not have the ability, then he's sacrificed from the tracer, and the tracer would be an oinus. Some of the say that that's what he's saying. Look here, my dear friend, my father-in-law. Tracer lohi reisi alecho. Even though there were many times the animal was killed by oinus, I never gave you the dead animal and said, I'm potter because it was an animal. I would always pay, I would always make good. I would always make good, for my part.
That's
what some of the questions say.
Is that the
same
issue
for the animal? That's
way
with the same issue.
No, I mean, is there
money
given
that? No, I don't think so. No. He was a good son-in-law. A good son-in-law, he was a miserable son-in-law. He didn't want the son-in-law to give him a hard time, so he said, I'll pay. Shilin away, what's the Rishon? He'd rather pay and not get involved in an interview with his son-in-law. So that's what some of the questions say. And other than the question, I think the point of the office there is a different shot. A trade me by Vesi Alecha means that he didn't pay for the trade. That he's alluding to what the Gemara has in Bava Kama in the first paragraph. The Gemara says, Shomin le Mazik, Rei Shomin le Ganef le Gazma. That if a Ganef stole an item, and then it got smashed, that the Ganef stole a Behem and then it dropped it. The thing when he sold was worth $1,000. No, it's worth $100. A dead animal is worth $100. The Gemara says, the Ganef has no right to give a dead animal to the Nignan and say, here's your $100, a steward, and I only owe you $900. The Gemara says, Shama the Ganef le Gazma, because the place says, since the Ganef le Gazma is Kenai Deshina, the animal dies of Deshina, so the Ganef is Kenai Deshina, I can't stick the Nignan with $100 dead animal that belongs to me. I have to pay him a full $1,000 clean money. I give him a check for $1,000. My shaming by shaming, the other thing is that I'm only required to make good the difference. I'm not required to pay for the initial precaution that got broken or that died because that belongs to the master. It doesn't belong to the shaman. So I think the part of the office or some one of the Farshim Anachom is one of those sound Farshim says that that's when it's traitor by Hevesi Alecho. Means I didn't bring you back the dead animal and say I'm only going to pay for the difference, which I certainly have to pay for. Another Yachatan, I pay for everything. The other Yachatan, I pay for the whole thing. I went with Yimashur Kajin, and that's utilizing the halach of Shomim Lashayim. Shomim Lashayim.
Then we say the Gemara, that the person is going to come and then he wants to do the Shabbat. He hits you with that Tehillah after Pesach. Even though the Chametz is worthless because on the Shabbat of Pesach, so it's still good.
Yeah, the mission is pretty good.
So that's how we can have the same thing. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, you mean there by Ghana?
Yeah.
The Gemara is that kasha. It's a very good kasha, the Gemara is that kasha. So why not say that the Ghana is turned into Shinui? Since the Chametz became Masabano. So the Gemara says the following startling answer. The Gemara says, if the din would have been the Hezid Shein and Nikar, Shnei Hezid, then the Ganef would have been Koine Bishinui when the Chavis became Masabana. But since we assume the Hezid Shein and Nikar is Lav Shnei Hezid, it's something that's not from the Rabbonim as he prays, but it's Lav Shnei Hezid, so therefore it's not called Bishinui. That's what the Gemara says. How do you interpret the Gemara as a question? That's why Rav Hanan Vasan has a bit of a discussion on that. That's what the Gemara asks your question. They're just like in Shaman Lagana, so how come over here with the Shaman? How come I give back the thing and I say, here's your chomish, but it's a cost of anon, it's worthless. So I should say that ain't Shaman Lagana. Lagana should be kind of like the Gemara says that if you would have held that Hezi Shemika Shmei Hezik and Hachinam, but because we hold Hezi Shemika Lash Shmei Hezik, that's why you can give it back and say, Reish Lachinam. It's a very strange Gemara. What's the connection between Hezi Shemika and Kim? And so the Chanan Asma shows that there are three interpretations. Deep shot from that. Riza Machloik is the Rambam and the Rabbi in the Hilchot Gittin, where you can write a get to Shtei Lishreinu. You start writing a get in English, and then speak the French in the middle. Is that a good get or not? Some Rishonim say based on the perception that it's no good, that's a violation of Sefer Echad HaMahmona Lushnayim Lushloshesva. It's not Sefer Echad if you switch from one language to the other. How do we pass from Aloha and Machlojit Haram in the right? Well, generally speaking, we're Machmona and Yudim Deraita and Mekel and Yudim Rabban. By Get is a Din Deraita and Machmona, not the right of Get to Shtei Rishon. And Mikkel Megillah is not Deraita, but it's Dibbe Kabbalah. Dibbe Kabbalah is to Dibbe Teradam. Dibbe Kabbalah means a Mitzvah Dibbe Rabban, which is recorded in the Rimak Sudan. So that has more strength, that's considered more serious than a plain din derabanan. So that's considered, this is partial for din derayt. I'm trying to say that you say steak of derabanan lechumre and a divrei kabbalah. But a sofik called megillah sofik like korah, so that if you make a course from a two yavin and megillah, that you would have to go lechumre. So you would say sofik divrei kabbalah lechumre. So by Mikra Megillah it says that you shouldn't translate, you shouldn't read the Megillah from translation. I didn't mention that you may. So the Magen Avraham quotes the reason given by the Rivash, I think. He says, because we don't know how to translate the word Parachash to Ranam and Eharamah. I leave them in the original. So he says, no. That the Rambam's opinion is that you cannot have a get Mikra B'shtei L'shein, because there's no Hem Sheikhi. It's a Chisom that says, Rechav Eloshtayim Eshloshes Tzvam Teirot. So you're going to have a Megillah with B'shtei L'shein. It's not good. There's no Hem Sheikhi. The Bamgila will mach more like Menachem by Yet. Mashiach came by davening will make it. And davening was only with the Rabbanon. So let's say a person is davening in Hebrew. And he wants to add on a Tchina in Yiddish. So I was crying and all the Kiddush and Rebbe, they always add on Tchina in Yiddish. And he wants that person in America, wants to add on a Tchina in English. So we would be maker. You wouldn't have to say Dabs in Hebrew. You could say the Hebrew is about a good. Better? So it'll blend in to satisfy even the other opinions that the Shtei Vashani doesn't have no Hem Sheikhi. But Mithra then we make aware that you're permitted to insert a Tchina in another language. So the Ramoah is bothered with a problem in the Chuvus of Ramoah and in the Ramoah and Ebenezer, he's bothered with a problem that the get, the standard Nusach HaGet that we use all the time is a blend of Hebrew and Aramaic. So how do we do that? So the Ramoah writes in the Chuvus of Ramoah, Hebrew and Aramaic blend in together and it doesn't pose a problem. Hebrew and Aramaic is one language. As we find in the Chumash that the entire Chumash is written in Hebrew, with the exception of several Aramaic words that we have here. Of course, it's called Hebrew and Aramaic, and you guys still have these. You see the Hebrew and Aramaic words.
Okay, because it's more of a love instead. Then put the Torah in the words.
Right. Doesn't the Torah have in other places other languages? Not, oh yeah, Egyptian? Human Amayim is Shisi.
Well, again, it does work for
me. Yopar. Yopar is Aramaic, right? That's Aramaic again. So the Ramah says that that's okay. Aramaic and Hebrew do blend in, but don't you find in the Chumash other words? Oh, something's funny. So the answer is it's a name? It's a name. So you got Sadus, it's a name. But you call it Alam, you got Sadus, it's the name of the place. So what's the Raya that, what's the Ramah's Raya? Also, Meruva is Kurdish. That's the Raya. The Ramah brings that Raya. Also, Meruva is Kurdish. You're using a verb. Also, an Aramaic verb. Oh, so that's the right. But this right, you guys have this verb, it's a questionable right. Shraha. It's Aramaic also. Yeah. And then it's also right. So what the Ramah is doing.
People who argue.
By the get?
No, so everyone knows the Aramaic is
what you have to. So, but the Ramah says, yeah. Ramah says, I get is always written part Aramaic and part Hebrew. The last passage in this week's Haftarah is in the end of Hosea. So the very last pasuk in Hosea, the Navi closes off with the expression Yisham Dachi Hashem Tariqim Yochavam Uposhim Yikosh Lavam. The Gemara has another comment about Mitzvah Machlag is on a Nitzchot Hosea and Nitzchah Loinu. The person is walking the Derech Yishor, it says, if there's an obstacle there, then there's no Machlag is going to Nitzchah Loinu. But if he walks the Derech Yishor and trips over his own leg, then it's a machleg that may have viewed, I think, with a nitzchah posheya and nitzchah loyim. This pasuk sounds like a nitzchah loyim posheya. It says, Yisham dachi Hashem. There's no obstacles. And who are the ones who are nitzchah? The posheya, the posheya. You see that nitzchah on a derech yishara is a posheya. This is the pasuk that the Rebbe Yehuda quotes in his tshuva. He has a whole tshuva where he attacks the reciting of the Shem Yichud before you do a mitzvah. He says that you don't have to say the Shem Yichud because we assume that's Tam Lashma. So he says only the Hasidim say the Shem Yichud. And Mishnayim, though, he had a lot of fights with the Baal Shem Tov. Originally they both lived in the same community until he left to a different city. Each one left to a different city. Originally both lived in the same community in Poland. But he closes off that shuvah against the Lashem Yichud by quoting this part, Kidach, Kisham Dach Yashem, Tarikim Yochavam, the Hasidim Yikoshuvam. That's the end of his shiur. Then the printers changed. The printers in the second printer changed it. They didn't like that line, so they changed it back to partially Kosovo. So he signed it to the printers. They did a disservice to the world. That he took potion and made them into Hasidim. And the printers took Hasidim and made them into the potion. So it doesn't make more sense what I did than you did. Tongue in cheek, of course. He was attacking the Hasidim, so that's why he used the Hasidim. The princes didn't want to have any attacks against the Hasidim. So what's the story? Sunday, to be made, we have a normal shiur. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Normal shiur, you got to start the next time. Oh, we're going to start first. Before the next Thursday, make first learn. And then at the end, Rashi comments that there was a switch of the malachim in the middle. That the tzaddikim and malachim who go along with them, usually the tzaddikim have malachim to protect them. So malachim tell the shmocha the father of kacha. Here it's a shailah. Maybe Yankel Avinu didn't need the malachim. Maybe he had the shekhinah going with him. It says malach elokim over the yard and over here. Hashem nistavol. Rashi says the shamrai. The Shem interpret over here, the very next passage says Hashem is Tavodim, the Shem. Hashem is protecting. What do you need the Malachim for? It's just recovered the honor. Like say when the king walks in the street and he needs God to protect him that people shouldn't kill him. Even if you're not afraid that anyone's going to kill him, he still needs that he should go. Derech Kovet. But it says in Shulchan Aruch that Achasim, it says in Ebenezer, Achasim doyim al melech, so he should always, when he shouldn't be Amishta, he shouldn't go Yechidi. Not only because a chassan needs shmirah. The Gemara says a chassan is one of the people who needs shmirah because the mazikim are jealous of the fact that he's so happy. If the chassan is happy, then he married this wonderful girl. So we need shmirah not only because of that fact, but because a chassan doesn't have a melech. And the melech says he goes to eat, he said a chassan shouldn't go to eat, he should be covered. That's a some interpret over here. Malach elakim, I think the Taz writes like that, he did it on. Malach elakim, all of the Yodim, and Hashem needs to roll over the Shamroi to be megala that the purpose of the Malacham Ayankim is not so much for Shmirah, but rather for the covered beyond. But others have to understand not so. That Hashem wasn't with them all the time. On that occasion, he had a chol and Hashem needs to roll him. But on other occasions, he had the Malacham of Tawah Hashmacha Bechol Durachetha. And the Malachim in Eretz still gives more of a shmir than the Malachim in Sukkot. So that's why the beginning of the parasha when Yaakov Avinu is about to leave Eretz Yisrael is the switch of Malachim. Malachim Olam, Yodim, Malachim Eretz Yisrael are leaving him and Malachim Chutzlot come. And the very last two psukim in the parasha it says that when Yaakov Avinu is returning from Aram Narai and to Eretz Yisrael, the Yisrael HaLachodak, the Yisrael HaLachodak, Malachi Elokim, the Malachi Eretz Yisrael met him, and they were switching back again. Machanoyim, 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 a double Machanoyim, Machanoyim, Malachi Eretz Yisrael, Malachi Chutzor. And the Ramban at the end of the Sedge asked Akasha, which he really could have asked in the beginning of the Sedge just as well, that Machanoyim is nowhere near the border. And over here also, where did he have the dream? He had the dream in Yerushalayim. It's not on the border. By mistake, he fell asleep on the Mokama Harabayu. I don't know. The Ramban says wherever it is, he doesn't think that it's on the border. But why was there a switch of the guards at that? Why was there a switch of the Malachim at that time? He ate the Yankin Yosha, Vayela Choron, and Rashi says, Lalechas Lacharon, Daito Lalechas, Yoto Lalechas Lacharon. But he didn't get to Choron yet. He didn't get to Choron yet, he's on the way. So why did the Malachim switch in the middle? Some of the Rashi say that Yankovina had Kitis Hadera. Just like he has in the previous segment, that when Eliezer was traveling, so the Gemara comments on Hayoyim, Rabbi Hayoyim Ala Oyim, Hayoyim Yosef, and Hayoyim Boki. Eliezer had Kisa there, so Yankim had Kisa there. So if you go, let's say, first you take Shilas, let's say, at a certain time, when you leave the Ibur Shalir, and before you travel the first Parsas, and the Akhradim say that if you're going by train, you should hurry up and say the Shilas Adar quickly, because you're going to miss it. His Mamla Hapsila is within the first part of the trip. So he's going to miss it. If you go by airplane, he's not going to miss it. If you go through Sadarach, he's really going to miss it. You have to go very quickly. So because the Malachim knew that he's going to have Sadarach, he's going to get there very fast, so they switched to the middle. Even though there was, looking on the ground, there was a lot of territory to cover yet, so he's going to go to Akhora. I'm sure he's going to come back there to Akhora. But still, the Malachim switched to the middle because he knew it was going to be a very brief trip. That's on the portion thing. Yeah. I think that's what the Ramban does it for. Machanaim is a place in Chutzlar that's far away from the border. Nowhere near the border. That's what he's bothered with. Why did they switch to Malachim at that spot? More comments on the Pasuk. Vayitza ba'amokam ayol and shom ain't tigia lalosh and tefilo. Rashi quotes it. Rabbi Seyed Pirush Losh and Tzilo. I'll put it to be there. Yag Zavino was in Stock and Tzilo Sarvus. I was doing davening on Amayris. It was before Shkia. It was Vayitzka Bamokom. It was Vayol on Sham Kivu HaShemesh. You could say, you read it quickly. Vayitzka Bamokom on Sham Kivu HaShemesh. Because the sun had set, so that's why he davened Amayris, and that's why he slept over there. So Tzitzis and Drochus, they asked the Kashan, they don't learn like that. They said, Vayitzka Bamokom, semicolon. Vayolam Sham Kivu HaShemesh. So he slept over because it was night time. But it wasn't Vayivka Kivu HaShemesh. The Tzitzis says, Mikan Remez, from here is a mokka that you can dab Marek and Bodyam. What do you mean a mokka to dab Marek and Bodyam? It means the din is like a beauty. It's like the beauty of the Hachamim in the Mishnah in Drochis, where the Zman of Mincha is only up until Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before Laila, and right after the Zman Mincha is up, that's the Zman Marek. So according to a beauty, you can dab Mincha in the Bodyam, an hour and a quarter before Laila. And the Rabbanim say, no, that the Zman of Mincha is out of Laila, and the Zman of Marek begins from Laila on. So it means that the Pasuk is a mokka to the beauty. The place it sounds like they say it like that. So the Pasuk, it sounds like a beauty is cheetah, that you permitted to daven Myra in the Bodrum. The Yeshua has a famous comment on our second question, a wild comment. It says himself, it's against all the Pasuk. He says that Shiloh Shachris is Kinege, Tanish Al Shachris. So the Zman of Shachris is Mukhuvim Kinege, the Zman of Hakrova, Tanish Al Shachris. Tfilas Mincha is Mukhuvim Kinege, Tanish Al Shachris. So the Zman is the Zman of Tanish Al Shachris. Tfilas Tarvis is Kinege, what? There are only two to meet him in a day. So that's connected Hekta Chalav Avon. So when is this man of Hekta Chalav Avon? Only Balaiva. No, it's all day and all night. So he says, you can down Myrick whenever you want. You can down Myrick all day and all night. Yeah. You should be able to down Myrick before Mincha then. The Pashup Shat in the Mishnah is that it's not true. The simple reading of the Mishnah is Hekta Chalav Nevoim may be done by Laila. So it's Afila by Laila, but you can certainly do the Hekta Chalav Nevoim by Yom. The Gemara says, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The Gemara says, if you mark with a carbon on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so not only do you allow the Shechita and the Zvika Sadam, the Shechita is a Malach HaMamash, and until it's Neshama. Zvika Sadam is a Malach HaMadir Adonim, a Malach HaMatatish, because the fact is Zvika Sadam is a carbon with new kosher. And by doing Zvika Sadam, it's Machsha the carbon, because Zvika Sadam is a Malach HaMadir Adonim, of Makabat Patish, Misakin Mona. Misakin Mona Madirabana. So not only do you allow the Shchita and the Zrika, which have to be by Yom, you even allow, the Gemara says, no, you even allow the Hekta Chalav Meivor. Aye, but for that you can wait till after Havdolah. So the Gemara says, no, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaik. So that's what the Yeshua Taina is, that the normal thing is that you always mark to the Emurim by Yom. Even on Shabbos and Yom, you mark to the Emurim by Yom, and you don't try to avoid the Chilah Shabbos. That's what his Taina is. That even if you hold like a Chacham and Rav Yudah that the Zman of Tzilas Mincha is Ad Ho'erev, Ad HaLailo, but you can still daven Ma'ariv at that time. Yes, if Tzein Shuah is right, Rosh Abudah is right, then you understand what Tzein Shuah says. Shadis Beholdas are not right. They're not like the Tzein Shuah, not like the Abudah. They're like the Rabbanim, the normal Pshat. What do you do with the Pshat? Yeah, there's no Kashi. You read by you become a Malkum semicolon. Together. Without a semicolon. You become a Yom Hashem, Kippur Hashem. You should read it all together. You read it all together that because it became nighttime, so he davened Ma'ariv and he went to sleep.
Sometimes
when you ask when you have a bunch of birds, you take that even
you
vote on that path, and then
there's a bird that's regular,
regular. It's
the
Rashi,
the
Rashi
will say
that it means it had happened before you go to sleep. So the question is, does it go on both, or does it only go on the second? Now, you've got Bamakam, but you're not Shem Kivu Hashemish. Does it only refer back to Bayol? And Tayshish claims it only refers back to Bayol and Shem. But you've got Bamakam, ויקח מיד מהמקום היוצא מרשעית וישקע במקום ההוא. רש"י קוטס במדרש, ויקח מיד מהמקום, ויצוק אבונים, and then it says later, ויקח את האבן אשר שם מרשעית סוף. פוסק י"ט, how can it be את האבן? Here it says אבני, and here it says אבן. More is like cash and food. The Tosfos comments on the Gemara, they don't really say, I think the Ibn Ezra pointed out, I'm going to show you, the Tosfos says on the Gemara. They don't really see what the steer is. Veikach mei avne hamokom. He took echad mei avne hamokom. Where does it say that he took more than one? It says veikach is eleven. It's a stam and a shes. There's only one stone. So we only don't fully understand where the Gemara saw that there is a steer. As I state in the Halakha Gemara, that there's a steer between the psukim. Then in Pasuk Yud Ches it says veikach ha'ezen one ezen, and here it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph earlier, seven psukim earlier, veikach mei avne hamokom in the plural. So the Gemara says originally he took a lot of avonim. And the Avonim, his Chila Marie was the Azul, they were fighting with each other, Zos Meres Alaya Neif Tarikas Rosh, Zos Meres Alaya Neif Tarikas Rosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asson, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ezen Achas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls them also to blend in together. What is the idea that the Avonim were fighting and each one they insisted Alaya Neif Tarikas Rosh? So the Vesilis Hashan writes in the Hakdomer, it's a Hisseifah, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, you see from this Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created it for the purpose of serving him. How does the Pasuk say, Kolaniva Lishmi Lechvodi Beretzi? Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the world for the purpose of Avodas Hashem, that everything should be used for Torah Mitzvah purposes. So there are a lot of things that are not. This building is being used for Torah Mitzvah. It's also being used for Mada as well. So this is being used for Torah. But there are other institutions, there are other colleges, City College, Queen's College, Hunter. It's not being used for Torah at all. Mamash away. So all of Teva, all of the Bria is crying out to the Baruch Shalom, it yearns to be. It yearns to have a fulfillment, it yearns to have a purpose of existence. The whole purpose of creating the whole world was to serve up at his Baruch Hu. And so many parts of the world are wasted. But that's what the Pshat and Medrash means. It doesn't mean that they were fighting with each other. It means, allegorically, it means that all of Teva really, the tachlis of all of Teva, the tachlis of the whole Bria is that it should serve in Avodas Hashem. So if it comes an opportunity that something should be used for Avodas Hashem, the Baruch Hu will see to it that as many things as possible should be used. This is what's called Nesifrei HaChassidus, Nesifrei Kabbalah, Nitzotis HaKedusha. It's Halos HaNitzotis. The Baruch Hu created the whole world, and there are elements of Kedusha in everything in the world, means everything was created with the potential to be used for Avodas Hashem, and all of nature yearns to be used for Avodas Hashem. So we have the obligation, we, the Goyim, the Jews, everybody has the obligation to see to it that the Bria that the Baruch Hu created is not wasted. It's not a wasted Bria. That should talk to the used for the purpose of our decision. The story that they tell about one Chassidish Rebbe who is asking Sofer how he writes the tefillin. What is makpid on, what is not makpid on, so on. So this Chassidish Sofer told the Rebbe, I think it was one of the Belzer Rebbes, who died, it must have been, it was a Belzer Rebbe who died 30 years ago. Yeah. Right after, when 19? I think it was around then. I think they printed them in the newspaper. When I was a little boy, I remember they printed up a story about some rabbi who had just passed away. I think it was him. Now we can start. So this Belzer Rebbe had asked his Chassidish Sofer, what is Lizer about? So the Sofer told him, But the Gemara has a din in Masechta Shabbos that you're not allowed to write. There's those filling mezuzahs on all behemoth tomato, on parchment that comes from a non-kosher animal, from an elephant, or from a tuna fish, or from a crazy, from a real crazy animal. So he said he's even, but the Gemara says, Mikra, as in you may use parchment that comes from the Beilus of Treifus, as long as it's a min tohar. And he has a private chumrah that he's mahadit to use only cloth kosher. He only uses skin parchment that comes from a cloth kosher animal. But the Rebbe told him he would recommend Dafke Fakir. He should be mahadit to use Dafke in the Beilus of Treifus. Why? Because he said the kosher animals have their tikkun in the, by virtue of the fact that religious blood pressure baby is going to be eaten by a Hasidic person, he's going to say a bracha shachani b'dvaroi, or he's going to say a bracha lachman horas, and he's going to eat a meal that he's going to bench afterwards, and that's going to give him a prayer to daven and to learn it, to do a Torah mitzvah, to do avodah Hashem. But never the available the traces are wasted, the whole bria is wasted, and the Baruch Hu created the whole world that it should serve in avodah Hashem. So he told the Chassid it should be mahadir b'davke to use the available traces. But that too should be used in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mitzvot Hashem there, and the Hakdama quotes from the Medrash on Kohelet, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he took out of Marish and showed him everything in Gan Eden, everything in the world, and he says, see this beautiful world? I created for my purposes that everything in the world should serve me. Make sure that you do mitzvot, you don't do aveiros. If you do mitzvot, you're mesakel in the whole world, and the whole world has a taklus, the whole Bria has a taklus. If you do aveiros, you mekalkel the whole world. The whole Bria had no purpose. It comes out as if the Rebbe Shalom wasted his whole efforts and energy. He didn't really work so hard to create the world. But whatever effort and energy he exerted, his notion of creating the world was wasted. Didn't come out the way he wanted it. He'd be sleeping on this rock, it would appear. And he used it as a Vayosa Moisa Matseva, Yitzhak Shema Arosha. What do you mean a Matseva? Made a mizbech out of it, right? Pashup Shat Matseva means a mizbech of Eben Achas. A mizbech means a mizbech of many Avon, and Matseva means a mizbech of Eben Achas. So the tour in the Tirish HaFomish is bothered with a kasha of Etach. Where did Pilpul about? They have a divinity Gemara that whatever was used for head yoke, you're not permitted to use. You're not permitted to use to make a mizbech out of it later. So how was he allowed to use this Eben? Kashan Yash Vadimah. How was he allowed to use the Evan to make an Ateva if he had slept on that Evan? Unless he said that he didn't really sleep on it. The Rashosa doesn't mean that he slept on it, it was around him. It comes out that he didn't really, he wasn't really Mishtamis, that's our Samayim. But that's the Kasha that the Torah quotes from Bali Ateva, the quotes from Kasha from earlier Rishon. He quotes that they gave a Torah, so that din doesn't apply to a Bama. Bama applies to Mizrech and Beit HaMikdash. A Bama you may make a Bama from Avonim that we use for private purposes. And first in the Tshuva says that depends on an Achleikus in the Gemara. Gemara's Lachim has an Achleikus Amarim. So according to some Amarim, it's not a correct Torah. So what's the Torah? So Chassid claims that he didn't use it as a Mizbeach. He just made a Matzeva. He took Shema Arosh, he poured oil, he never used it as a Mizbeach. To make even a Bama would be forbidden to use. Sometimes gives another Torah. The whole Tulpul and Achleikus on this Kash. The Kichemda has a lot on this Kash. And the two kasha that the two quoted from the Bali Atesis, how could he use the oven that he slept on? The Ovish and the Stamish called the head yoke, you're not allowed to use to make on his yoke. There's more lines of that from Sukkot. It says that when he woke up in the morning, by Yashkem Yanke Babaker, and he made the Mizbeah from it. So the Meshe Chochma and several others, along the same style, have a comment on the Pesach, why did he wait for the morning to make the Mizbeah? Why didn't he wait to make it in the middle of the night? So I would have said he was sleeping. Maybe the explanation was in the morning.
But then it's the Ashkenazi
afterwards. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. What pshat on the phone? So the Meshech Chochma asked the question, why didn't he establish this Mizbech in the middle of the night? Sounds like he woke up earlier. Why didn't he make a Mizbech now? So he says, because the deed is that Dinya Beis HaMikdash is not supposed to be done by life. The Yom HaKim Moshe HaMishnah is supposed to do it by Yom HaNadalai. And others hold that that's not a correct answer. They say that in Obama there is no such thing. Shnalkesh has in the Tshuva Beit Yitzchok, he has to pull him on other inyanim as well. So in one place he writes in the Tshuva that you may build a bomb of Balayla. You can be makkel for bomb of Balayla, you might have done a bomb of Balayla. Because the whole thing is not about building a Mizdeach Balayla, so building a Mizdeach Balayla, building a Beit HaMikdash is like an Avodah Tzavon. You can't do Avodah Tzavon Balayla, you can't do it, you better say, HaKrovah Tzavon Mizdeach Balayla. By a bomb, I think the Gemara has on the last half in Zohar that you can't be makkel for bomb of Balayla, I think so. By a bomb. So you're not to become bomb of Balayla, so you can certainly build a bomb of Balayla. Time against the Meshach Chokhmah is Chariz. Time is Vayashkin Yankov Beit, the Yichas Eben, that he built it by Yom, because he can only build the Beit HaMikdash by Yom. He can't build the Beit HaMikdash by Yom. Could be, but this was the real Mizdeach. It wasn't Stama Bama. Could be. Could be. So that's why he had a doctor to be done there. Could be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yag Navinu, HaMokam HaOretz HaSherat HaSheichev Ola Lecho Etznenu Ula Zarecho. The spot that you were sleeping will belong to you. Big deal. Very small spot. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash. Rashi quotes in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps those whole Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made up some kind of a nest. He folded up all of Eretz Yisrael under Yag Navinu to show him that it'll be Noyach Likovish Lebono. And that he was kind of Apipash, he was kind of all that stuff by being Sheikh of Aleha. By being Sheikh of Aleha, he was kind of. The Gemara has a strange din about the Bach, the Ravid Hazov talks about this. The Gemara has a strange din. I looked in the Ravid Hazov this morning. In the footnotes on the bottom, he has a few times on this schedule that look in the Torah to me, he has the same thing word for word, letter for letter, as what appears in the Ravid Hazov. And this is said also. He has a comment on this, but there is a Gemara in Chesed Shabbatim that the Gemara says that if a person Hamatir Matos and Isse Ager Kona, Ager Shemeh Meno Yoshim, his property becomes Hesed. So it's up to grip, so whoever wants to meet Zechem and Ask, a Kola Kodim Zochem. The Gemara says, what kind of a Kenyan do you have to make the Kenyan make Kesed? There's nobody there to make the Kenyan Kesed. You can't make a Kenyan Shtar, there's nobody there to write the Shtar. You can't make Chalupin, there's nobody there to make Chalikin. But you can make it, Kinyi Chazok, I didn't make Kinyi Chazok, and no Algar Raporek, Kinyi Chazok. The Gemara has a Chiddush. Even if you didn't do what it says in the Mishnah, no Algar Raporek, Mishnah Kiddushin, you do Hamatiyah, Matos, and Nisigir. I take a mattress and I put it down on the karka and I go to sleep on top of the mattress, which is on top of the karka, Kono. HaPelodigazach, how is that to the Rashbam and the Rishonim? How is he Kono? What kind of a Kinyi Chazok is that? You have to do a Tikkun HaKarka, Yipui HaKarka. He didn't do Tikkun HaKarka. Just he's resting on the karka. That there must be a mocker somewhere in a pasuk. Otherwise, Bam Nefesh digs up a pasuk and Yom somewhere that sounds like the Kodesh. And when he did Azov, he suggests that maybe that's the pshat in this pasuk. Horas asher at the shirk of Allah, the chorat and was arecho, means that the shchiv on the character was the kinyan. But then he raises the question, what do you need a kinyan for? Avraham Avinu already made a kinyan. Kum misal vorot lot of the rachot and the chorat and then. He says, that was the kinyan. That was the kinyan, a second kinyan. He has a hard time explaining. If you should assume that this is the mocha that Matthew Matos is Kona, and people are to sell tassels, not only that it should be Noach Lekovich, that it should be Kona with the Kenyan Chazoka sleeping on, what they need to do Kenyan is his grandfather already made a king. Kashkus says it wasn't the king. Kashkus says it was a similar bond of the Noach Lekovich, but this wasn't the king. Did Yankee get something extra?
I don't know, but maybe he did.
Okay, if he got something extra, it's good. You have to figure out what was enticed by the king. If there was a king, what was enticed by Yankee's king? And Avram didn't have it.
But now we're gave it all.
Yes, giving a merit to Sue. So in the end of Tolbuch, yeah. He's giving a merit to Sue. Then Yankov is going to take the Neder. Vayida Yankov's Neder, lay more. Why does it say lay more? The Neder ship. Vayidavash and the Moshe lay more, as Moshe says, it means lay more li Yisrael. It doesn't mean the Lord spoke unto Moshe saying. The word lay more is not the colon, but he was called colon saying. What lay more means lay more li Yisrael, that if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he should tell over to Bnei Yisrael, he would have been forbidden to tell over the secret. All the dinim would have been supposed to be held a secret and he wouldn't be allowed to disclose it to Bnei Yisrael. So lema means lema lachem. So what's shadow here? Are you the Yankov's Neder lema? Lema lachem. What's lema lachem? The taste is from the first half of Chulim. Based on this, what's the Nederish? And this part is lema leder. Are you the Yankov's Neder? Yankov took a Neder to teach all the future generations that it's a mitzvah lead over the age story. Even though normally it's been proper to take a Neder. Because the post is the psukim saying Kohelas. Tola shayla tida mishitida v'lai tishalem. If it's too good in the first half of Chulim. To be in a darim, that it's preferable not to take any darim. But that's only under normal circumstances. When the person is based thorough, then it's a mitzvah leader, so that the truth of the neder should possibly help him. Some Rishonim hold the Shluti Giborim under the very beginning of Chulin, thought that some Rishonim hold that there's a special status to a neder taken the eighth Torah that you can't be mocked with such a neder. But Hatzah Norm is only on a normal neder, but the neder of the eighth Torah has no Hatzah. If you have less, then what is it? Some Rishonim hold and Parshat Chayisora. Some Goyim hold that a neder of Rishua ben Nikitas Chayfes is a different Mechal Hashem Shvua, a neder, and has no Hatorah. Period. That's how they write in the Dorim, quotes from the Shita Sagoyim. A Shvua ben Nikitas Chayfes has no Hatorah. It's different Chayfes of Rishua. We don't accept that law. It's just like that. It's a Shvua Yerza Hamurim. We hear also some Rishonim hold that a neder of Yisora is a different Mechal Hashem Chayfes of a neder. It has no Hathor, not subject to the Dinim of Hathor. One of those is Neder, Yir, Mishin, Yimori, Shmarani, Badar, Hazer. Eder Hazer says something like that, Yir, Beis, Rizim, Chol, Hashem, Tikli, Aser, Hashem, Allah. He's going to make a Mizdeah here, a Matezo, and he's going to give his Meister. What kind of Meister? Meister Ksofen, no? Meister Ksofen. So you see here that it's a prop, there's an Indian to give Meister Ksofen. What kind of a Din is Meister Ksofen? So there's three different opinions in the Tosfim, in the Rishonim. Somehow the Meister Ksofen is a mitzvah deraisa. If it's a tshuva on Yeridei, it goes for the Shita to Taz. Taz and Shin Lamed Aleph goes, and if it's a tshuva earlier, Shin Lamed Aleph is a similar about Shumas and Meister. So there's a Taz where the Shem Abbas, where he talks about Meister Ksofen, whether it's deraisa, but Abon and Amir. And the other Meister Ksofen discussed in the very beginning of Hilchot Tzidoka, Yeridei, and if it's a tshuva, the beginning of the first page of Hilchot Tzidoka, it quotes all the teachings. Those who hold the Meister Ksofen is deraisa, hold that it's based on the din of Meister Rami. That when you have Kvua that grew in Eretz, you have to give Truma Gedolah, Meister Rishon, Meister Sheni, and sometimes Meister Rami. The third year in the 16th year, Meister Rami. The seventh year, you give nothing. That's only from Kvua that grows in Eretz. What about Revach, Sam Revach? So that'd be Darshan from a Tosik, that Roshik Mura deraisa, that you have to give Meister Ksofen to Rami. And you're not yet to give it to yeshivas or to hospitals, you have to give it back to Rami. One opinion of Rishon. And most of Rishon hold that it's not their right, sir, but many hold that Meister Ksofen is the Rabbanim. And others hold that Meister Ksofen is only Amidus Chassidus, and finding Mitam Neger if the person observes it. If the person observes it three times, or if the person observes it once and he plans to continue observing it, so then it becomes finding like a Neger with Rami. That's what Yankov took a neder. He the Yankov neder lema. Kolos hatikmuli asera shenalof. So that's how many folks can hold that Meister Ksofen is a midas chassidus, which a person can accept upon himself the Torah's neder, the Torah's minik tzeis. Just like Yankov Avinu accepted it as a neder, and if a person never took the neder, he's not mechuyev. Just that we recommend this to midas chassidus of giving Meister Ksofen. Among students of Nun, Darshan is on the phrase asera shenalof. He'll give a double Meister that the maximum he's permitted to give. It's common. If you give 1/10 plus another 1/10, a 1/10 and a 1/10, it's 2/10. 2/10 is equal to 1/5. So 1/5 is the maximum. The Gemara in Gerusha, his team in the city of Yusha, when the Sanhedrin was going into Gaul, was when in the 10 different stages of the Gaul, made it that kind of. Hamavazes, Ayavazes, Yerkes, and Chonish. You're not permitted to give away to Zoka more than 1/5 of your total savings, and it's based on this pasuk, Aser, Aser, Elof. The Rambam has a whole different understanding of that deal. Rambam, based on the Yishalmi, explains how Chaim has this in the Sefer Adas Chesed. But the Rambam has a gamma different sheet of it. Lachatchili is supposed to give one fifth. Lachatchili is supposed to give one fifth of your earnings away to charity. And to be evident, if he gave my success in, he won't put in faith. He lets you get away with it. He won't pressure you too much. But a person who wants to really do the right thing, and that's how the Mechaba writes, and who puts stuck in your day, Mechaba quotes the Lashon HaRa. That the Hatzili should give one fifth of your total savings to the debt.
What are we talking? According to this regular chat, you're not supposed to give more than one fifth. If a guy can't afford it, right, so then it's fucked. That's the guy that multi-earns billions of dollars a year, he's still not allowed to give more than a fifth of his earnings.
No, let's say this is what he meant.
So who are we talking about?
Normal person.
Someone who can't afford to give.
Can't afford, they're not allowed to give.
You know, you can't afford, you're not allowed to give a tenth, whatever. So we're talking about someone who can't.
Average income people.
Middle class.
Middle class.
Middle class.
No question, but to try to give you the mic, it's not in my face.
My success
is that you have to go by Amazon,
not
today. But you can have mic in the car, they gave my success.
Also? They also observed the same mic.
No, that was one of the conditions. Rashi says. Then he took the nether is mentioned in Prophet Chavdei. Two parts to the nether. Will show me special preference and give me special protection, then I'll do these two things. I'll give my tzedakah. If the Russian doesn't give me too much money, I have to work hard for a living and I don't earn so much, I'm not going to give my tzedakah. And to establish a matzeva means if I'll become a rich man because I'll have special tzedakah to the Shema, then I'll make a matzeva.
But why
are
some of these
jealousy about
one of the conditions?
That's one of the conditions. If we are the king of Mazi, Shmarani Badar Hazeh, Rasan Lacharach, like those, Hoy Hashem did the king of the repeat of, we are the king of Mazi, and Baruch Hashem will show me special preference, then the nether is mentioned in Pasuk Kavdei. Then we have an Azot, that's how Rashi says in Pasuk Kavdei. Pasuk Kavdei is the nether. The Rambam says that although there is a din that a Dovah Shalom Bali Yoylam, you cannot be Makna, the lachor of a person, and it cannot be magdish, that the lachor of a person takes a neder, that if I make a lot of money, I will give 10% of that money to charity, I give 20% of that money to charity, that means it. The lachor wants you to say that neder is not a dovah shalom bali yoylam, so he's not supposed to give it. But the rabbi writes, no, that if you take a neder, I rain neder, but even young as a neder, if I make a lot of income, I will give it to stuff, so you can't, you have neder. The neder is binding, even on a dovah shalom bali yoylam. Or that the don't push it, no? Or that the don't push it. Why did that matter? What's the right of not to be done? What is there to be not to be done? Well, why is some other Rishonim disagree? A nether is a nether? The Rambam quotes the right, and it's possible. Shad is like this, what if he, halacha l'maaseh, what would be the thing he earned the money? Take the nether, if I strike it rich, if I cross over the $1 million mark, and I make more than $1 million in the next 2 weeks, then I'm going to give 5% to the take the big money. So then he makes the money. He makes the money in the next 2 weeks, and he didn't give the money to the yeshiva yet, and then he dies from a heart attack. So the shad is, if you only chai mitam nether, and once he's gishtob, and he's gishtob, I make mechapshim, so even if his children want to do a big mitzvah, they'll be giving their own tzedakah, but the father died without fulfilling his neder. There's nothing you can do if he's no longer alive to help him fulfill a mitzvah. Or should you say no? That the father's neder was not only binding the terrorist neder, but that money was nicknamed to the Aniyim. Maybe you should say, I'm the Rosal Adivakim, the Rosal Adivakim, and the money was nicknamed to the Aniyim, even though it was a Dovah Shalom Baliyam. So in summer, that's what the Rambam is driving at. That's how the Mefarshim says. The Rama means to say not only that it's binding Mitam Neder, Avada is binding Mitam Neder, what's the thing? Avada Mitam Neder, if he's still alive and kicking. Even if he dies, If he owed the money and he didn't give it to stop, he had many dollars, but did the Yorshin have to give over the 10% to stop it? That Amirasa Lagavaya applies to stop it. And stop it, Kona, Dovish Lava Oliver.
The Rambam said that even though he was talking
about Rambam is.
The
end of
the one that said that even though he can't make an Ezra and Dovish Lava Oliver, if he makes an Ezra,
that's one Rambam.
That's
one Rambam. And then there's another Rambam in Hilchos, the Chiyon Atom, I think he says. Ain Kederach Shahar Hed Yotis Koinin. In two places this way. In Hilchos Mashiach, or in Hilchos... What's the deal if a person, let's say, what's the deal if a person takes a nether to give an amount of money to dock on any guy before he had a chance to pay the nether? Do his children have to pay or not? You say that when you take a nether to give to Tzofi, you can't become nether. But once he dies, then the nether can't be fulfilled, so the children are not looking to give a penny. But you say no, that once he took a nether, so you say that his binding in Didi Mammon is because he's considered a Kenyan. And he also looks like he's considered a Kenyan. That is a body of him. Has the money already? Has the money already? He says he's going to give $1 million to Tzofi, has $1 million already. Do you say that it creates Shibur Manasseh? So that's a big dispute. That was a big machlokes halacha maaseh between the Tshuvas Beis Yosef and the Tshuvas HaRamah. They live in two different countries. Beis Yosef lives in Eretz, Ramah lives in Poland. They had a big issue about that. There was a lot of money involved. So they had a machlokes with Tzitz both times. Whether you say Amirasa Lagavoya, you can see Rasa Lahajidami by Tzitz, that's in Shulchan Aruch. We are generally machlokes about that. Ramah, the Hagot in Shulchan Aruch. We are machlokes about that. We assume that Amirasa Lagavoya does apply. But that's how we generally read the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, we read the Rambam. Where's this in Sfiyah Matona? The Ein Ha'anim Koni Kederach Shahai Diot is Konim. And if a person says as a Shechid Meirah that he wants to give something to Tzedakah, so you have to give it even though he died before he gave it. That's the Gedanken where the Rambam is. But if the Ram have the din of Dov Shlo Boli Yerim, it should be a Hesef Nechir. That's the din of the Rabbanim. Did you say that you still concerned on that's the din of the Rabbanim? That doesn't apply by stuff. You hear the Rambam compared to Kodesh and Hilchot Mechila Halacha Tezvot. Din ha-Hegdus v'din ha-Anim, din ha-Nedorim, ainu ki din ha-Hegdus v'kriyosa. She'ilu Omar Odom, if a man would say, Koma she'teru to him to yiyya Hegdus v'berek ha-Bayir, a yiyya Osto Alayu, a tenenu l'vdok afri she'enu miskaris v'fi she'enu bo'edim, ha-rei z'chai v'kaim z'vor sh'nema, kolayet y'tiziyad. Herba, Dove Kei, so why does he have to stick in a shchidnira? Even a davar shlo b'liyodim. So the Magen Mishnah says what the Rambam is driving at is that even he says it when it's a shchidnira, then he dies and he didn't have a chance to give it while it was alive. So it's not only binding the din neder. Only binding the din neder. Once he dies, he's destroyed. So the Yerushim are not mechuyim to give the money to the aniyim, because nothing will be accomplished. He won't fulfill the mitzvah of neder after the fellow is dying. After he said it, the Rambam needs to say no, that it's koinim, he didn't be anonymous. That a davar shlo b'li yodim becomes nikna. And the Rambam is mashik on the Rambam here. The end of the day called Beit and Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. How does he know that it's true? So the process all you see with is that it's finding the good nether, but you don't see that it's Carlin really nominated. But even after he dies, you'll still be able to see it. Huh? That's the kind of secret.
The same question I'm asking is how
Kinyan comes in Mamon? The Kinyan Machal, when it will be Boloil, and the Kinyan will be Chal. Before it Boloil, even Rav Meir holds that the Kinyan is not Chal and Zavish Labariyah. But look, if you have a loyal, then by Zok, the Ramah holds has the same deal like Kedusha Saguf. The Ramah holds like Kedusha Saguf also, it's Chal and Zavish Labariyah. Mechudish Dika Ramah. He holds the same is true regarding stuff. The Din Hani and the Din Ahegdish, Zaina Kidina had you.
It's
like the Shivas. Yeah, that you have Shiburim, yeah. That you have Shibina Hasan by Stubborn. What are you? That's what he said. That you have Shibina Hasan by Stubborn.
In the
right,
or
do
you
by them,
is
she
by the
Ramacham,
or just by
the Ramacham? The other place, the Ramacham is masculine with the Ramacham. That Ramacham in the place, Naziris, is masculine with the Ramacham. You can't take a Nezir on Devish Laban, but it won't be binding the Torah's Nezir. But here is masculine on the Ramacham, but it cannot be the Torah's Dina Mominus. If the guy's going to die, and the Yerushim are not Mechudim is the Nezir, then you won't say that the Dina Mominus has come. How can Dina Mominus be Chal on a Devish Laban? The only time you can have a Dini Mamanus and a Dovish Lo Bali Olam is via Dovish Lo Bali Olam. That's a Deka Leperis. Deka Leperis is good. The Gemara has the beginning of Hamaskid, let's say, if the Pearl of Salem. If the Maskid jukes over the Bikodin for the Shemer, that's understood, even though no one said a word, it's understood that he's Makhna the Pearl with respect in event that he will be Shilim, the Rosh HaRishogah. He's not going to follow with respect to the case. The Gemara asks, how is it good? How is Paul the Sailor good? So, how did Gemara know that that's legitimate? How do you know that Dekka Leperis is good and Paul the Sailor is good? How do you know that that's done? So, I don't know. Razin HaZohar Taka, and this is Sedra, he quotes the Trumas Hadesh, and it says that the mocker is from the Tosid and this is Sedra. That Yankov Avina made a deal with his dear friend Lovon. That all of the behemoths that will be born, that will be speckled and spotted and striped and so on, will belong to him, until it's seen as Torah. So how is that the dream and binding? So Hadovish Lo Boli Olam. What's going to prevent Lovon from backing out? So the Olam, you can say that the Kasha is Mishkan Kasha. On the bottom of the page of the Revit Azov, somebody else has footnotes there. I don't know who it is. So he quotes it first, the Shem the Revosh gives two comments, either of which came into this. And the second one is a very short. First of all, the Revosh claims that Kerala Matin Kerala was known as Dina Dovish Labaleo. Dina Dovish Labaleo was a white cow. It's one suggest. I feel on the other side, it's not so. I saw in the sentence, Dovish Labaleo is a universal Din, should apply both to Bnei Nerech and to Yisrael. Why should they say that Kerala Matin Kerala Din was not so? Even if he say not so, look, I see what's failing. That's the problem of Dovish Labaliyah. First quote, namely Rosh, by Tzivah Spenim. Whatever you agree you're going to give, you have to give. What kind of a tiner is that? I said, if you paint my house, I'll pay you $1,000. I don't have $1,000 there, so what? If you paint the house, I'll become a priest to pay you $1,000. So I agreed over here. If you take care of my, if you do the shed, to take care of my payments, I promise that I will have to give you all of the speckled payments. So what's wrong? Tzivah Spenim, you have to give. What's the cash? But somehow the term of Sadeshim is bothered with this cash. How is this a legally binding contract? It's a Hadovish Laboliyam, and it didn't occur to him to say this parrot. That Chiris Perlin is Machayah. Chiris Perlin may say he's not Machayah to give that particular Diyazi. So you have to give the Shabbos. Let's say, if you paint my apartment, I have a Ksaviyat from the Rambam that's worth $10,000. So if you paint my apartment, I'll give you the Ksaviyat from the Rambam. Because then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara and the Zohar, that if you paint the apartment, I can say, I'm not going to give you the Ksaviyat, I'll give you the Shabbos to the Ksaviyat. I'm not going to give a particular Diyan, it's just a Diyan, but I become going to give the Shabbos to that Diyan that I promise. So here also, according to the way the state quotes the name of the Revolt, that she was calling to Mimchagim and Adobish Labali Olam, there was no Tashin. if they agree that Lavan is going to give Aksudim, 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 whatever he's going to give to Yankov, a serious problem, so Enachanami later, it's not legally binding that he has to give those animals, but it's binding that he has to give the value of those animals. He thinks of it, so he's going to have to give him something. So if he's going to get the behemoth, they'll give birth to the lotus, and he's not going to get the behemoth, they'll get the value. They'll put the money in a bank, and they'll get the interest in the bank. The bank cover is going to become a rich man. So the tiny is just in tiny. That's what the Magia on the bottom of the page quotes, the name of the first machine. The family of the Trinity Kadeshan was bothered with this. He understood that it was a legally binding contract, and he had to give him Dafka the Akudim, the Kudim, the Zudim. Had to give him Dafka these behemoths, and he'll put serious problem. He's not going to give that. Unless he said that a Gavish Lobali Yolam is legally binding agreement, so to Matin Terry. That Terry to Trinity Kadeshan is not willing to say. So he says a different answer. He says that Yankov Avina made a king in the Sheikh on all the behemoths, and it was kind of the behemoth, live Lord Esehon. Just like you can turn a deck of the payers, because the deck of the truth of payers belongs to the Baladeko with the din of Aroy Yazbah. So the same thing applies to the Vlad. If I own a behemoth, the behemoth gives birth to a Vlad, so the Vlad belongs to whoever owns the behemoth based on the principle of Aroy Yazbah. Akarka Shali, he's here. Aroy means Akarka Shali, he's here. Aroy Yazbah. So I can give you the Torah. I can give you all of the behemoths now to be trained in them with respect to the bloodless that will be born later on. So the Truman Sadashin claims that's what Yankov Vina did. And this is the mocker for the whole institution of Shas of Dekel of Favors. It's only mocker for me. Such a thing works. We need a mocker. Because the Ritvon Kiddushan and Rabbi Gimel has a famous comment. Gemara has machlokes about the Shibura Deraita and Shibura Lav Deraita. The fact that when I borrow money from the Malveh, and I don't pay, the Malveh has the right to take away the karka from the Lekuchas and from the Yisraelim. So what kind of a scoop is that, based on Shiva Mechashim, is that a Din Daraita or is that a Din Darabon? So it's a Machlokes. Ashayla and Din Havitani. So the Shibuddha is Daraita, the Shibuddha is Lav Daraita. So the Ritvo claims Achidus on that Yidimun Yidushan against the Tosfos in Bovas. Tosfos says in Bovas, the Machlokes of the Shibuddha Daraita, the Shibuddha Lav Daraita only applies if Lo Shibuddha Daraita. If the Lady didn't write the Furish in the Shtaha Havor, that is creating a Shiva Mechosim. But if he writes Mechosim and it's Meshabit, you call Mechosim Meshabad Mechosim, then everybody would agree that Shibur is their right. And the Ritvo says in Kiddushin that it's not so. But even if Shibda the Feiris, the Tana or the Amora, who is of the opinion that Shibur Allah, the Oraisa, would say that even Shibda the Feiris wouldn't help, because no such animal exists, ain't King Elohatsoin. Either you own it or you don't own it. What do you mean? The Malva owns Nifta Halova with respect to Griya Sakho. So his own hands are unclean. It doesn't make any sense. Either he owns the car of the Lord, or he doesn't own the car. I mean, he owns it with respect to. If he owns it to walk off with the car, he doesn't own it. He loaned money to the Lord, and the Lord owns the Lord's car. Malva doesn't own the Lord's car. So how do you come up to say that the Malva owns the Lord's car with respect to collecting the debt? And if it will turn out later, there's no way for the Malva to collect. He has the right to confiscate the property from the Lekucha. So can he claim him by declaring that it was his from all along, from the Shas, the Sinus Ashtar, with respect to Gvir. So the Ritvo Tain is that that's a bit of a problem of Enkini Lachatan. The Ritvo is not denying, he's saying that the Tana who holds Shibur Alav Daraisha denies the institution of Dekel of Heret. Probably not. Everybody holds Dekel of Heret. But this kind of a Kini Lachatan is no good. But you have to, according to the way the Ritvo points out, you have to have a Mokha and a Chumash. The Kini Lachatan works the Chlau. So the Shumas Adeshin, quoted by the Shavid Hazor, Shumas Adeshin says that this is the person. The Hatsum Hissid Yankin. So he made a kinyan on all the behemoths, and then he separated some. So when he made a kinyan on all, he made a kinyan with Lord.